The American Lung Association gives Rhode Island an A for having the second highest cigarette tax in the nation, a tax the group says works as a deterrent to younger smokers. The Ocean State has also done a good job, it says, on making public spaces smoke-free. But American Lung Association of the Northeast spokeswoman Katie King says Rhode Island needs to do better when it comes to health insurers covering smoking cessation programs.
While coverage is available, there are barriers in place for people to actually access those benefits. So there may be restrictions on how often a smoker can try to quit, or a smoker may need to take one medication before they're allowed to try the next.
King says the American Lung Association advocates for more flexible coverage. The group also says Rhode Island should spend more on preventing tobacco use. Kristen Gourlay, Rhode Island Public Radio.